Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, Truth or Consequences, or $100 for a 10-minute walk and a surprise. Well, folks, in a galaxy far, far away, my high school friends and I found a joke punchline of a guy yelling, "What is reality?" Hilarious. Fast forward, blah, blah, decades later, and I often find myself ironically teaching people to test reality, to replace some costly, unreal idea with a more useful one. And whether I'm coaching executives to more success or counseling someone out of emotional misery, I always tell my clients how useful brisk walking is for everyone's psyche and bod. Good, scientifically sound research shows just 10 minutes a day cuts our risk of heart disease by 30%, gives us energy, makes us happier. That's reality. But another reality is, although I think that telling people that will get them walking, usually they don't. Yes, we deny inconvenient realities. So I've been curious about how to make reality motivating enough to hurdle the inconvenience of change. And I found other good research showing focusing on positive, personally meaningful benefits of the change helps. Hence, all the exercise events linking walking or running to healthy stuff like walk for heart health or race for the cure. Now, researching this checkup, I came across an amazing fact. 60% of people over 65 walk less than a mile a week, less than 3 minutes a day, less than 50 feet per waking hour. I saw potential benefits there and asked the upstate administration for a grant to link walking 10 minutes to a great motivator, cash. And grant me they did for my walk for cash. I'm giving the first 100 people who stroll 10 minutes on a course starting from my office at 1 this afternoon $100. All right. You know it's Sunday, and I won't be in my office today, so reality is, I'm lying. But if you do it for $100, why not for your health and happiness? One last thing. I hereby declare my candidacy for the presidency of the United States and announce my plan for saving Medicare. I won't raise taxes on anybody who walks 10 minutes a day. Really. If you send me $100 for my campaign, you'll save at least that much on copays. I'm Dr. Rich, truth-telling politician O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.